Welcome to Marriage Mondays with the Kings. I'm Kenya.
And I'm Shan.
And we are the Kings.
Happy Monday, you all. Thank you so much for joining us on tonight. And welcome back for another show of Marriage Mondays with the Kings. Now, you all know that we can't get started without thanking an amazing sponsor of Marriage Mondays with the Kings, who has been with us for some years. But we have Christian Humor /Inspiration. This is a group that is designed to uplift, inspire, and bring humor in everyday life in a Christian way. If you are into social media, please go and search them. Check them out on Facebook by searching Christian Humor /Inspiration. Now, if you are an organization or a business and you would like to be promoted during our broadcast or on KRGN 98.5 FM, please give them a call at 254-213-1588. And so we also like to open up with a word of prayer. So we ask if you are safely able to do so, if you can bow your heads and join in as we open up the show. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God. We thank you for another day. We give you all glory, honor, and praise, dear God. We thank you for the very breath in our body because we know, God, that there are individuals on today who did not make it to live to see another day. And so we will not be ungrateful, dear God. We give you that praise. And we just pause for a moment in our busy lives and just say thank you. Dear God, we lift up those who are listening on tonight. Dear God, we ask that you would just be a blessing through things that are spoken on this show, dear God. Dear God, we ask that something will come forth, dear God, that will be answer prayer for individuals who have been waiting to receive an answer prayer from you, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would use Kenya and I to just touch those hearts, dear God, of those who feel like, God, I don't know. I just feel like I'm, you know, about to give up, dear God, but let there be an encouraging word that will continue to allow them to move forward in your will and your way. Dear God, we lift up everyone around the world to you, dear God. All the turmoil, the fighting, everything that is taking place in today's time, we know much of it is biblical, dear God. Dear God, but we ask that you would just keep our hearts and our minds, Heavenly Father, that we would not operate in the spirit of fear, but yet a spirit of you, dear God. Dear God, we lift up every leader, regardless of what position that they are in, dear God. And we ask that each and every one of them turn to you, dear God, that they would seek your face, dear God, that they will fall on their knees, dear God, and that they would cry out to you, dear God, for answers on how to lead your people, dear God, that they would not lead us in a selfish way that would bring glory unto themselves, dear God, but that it will bring glory unto you, Heavenly Father. Dear God, we lift up Kingdom Revelation Gospel Network, all the individuals who go out on the airways, dear God, we ask that you would continue to touch, keep them, dear God, that they would speak your word, dear God, that it would be uplifting, recharging and edifying for your people, dear God, that it will build up all the listeners, Heavenly Father, that it will give that hope that they are praying for, dear God, that when individuals listen, they know that it is of you, dear God. Dear God, tonight's show, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would just allow us to say what needs to be said, dear God, that everything will come to us, Heavenly Father, as you see fit. Use us as your mouthpiece, dear God. Not what we desire in our flesh, but what you are going to download in our spirit to go forth on tonight, Heavenly Father. Those who are suffering, that are going through, those who are in the hospital, those who have lost loved ones, dear God, we know that there is a lot that is going on in this world, Heavenly Father, but we ask that you would just send your angels of comfort, your angels of strength, dear God, to keep those individuals, those who are having pains in their body, dear God, we ask that you would heal right now in the name of Jesus. Those who are lost, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would send one of your people, you know, one of your saints out, dear God, to be a witness unto them, dear God, and that individuals will not glorify themselves, but they will glorify you as a witness, dear God. So people will be led back to you. Dear God, thank you for everything that you have done in our lives, dear God, and everything that you are going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And as we continue to open up the show, our foundational scripture comes from Matthew, the 19th chapter and the 6th verse. And it reads, so that we are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate.
And so our motto for Marriage Mondays with the Kings is helping to build stronger marriages, which lead to stronger families and stronger communities.
And our KRGN disclaimer, views expressed on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This station holds no responsibility for the validity or accuracy of information on this show.
And please keep in mind that although we are counseling professionals, the information shared on our show is for ministry, educational purposes only. Also note that the topics discussed are reflective of supporters who contact us desiring to have a deeper knowledge of these topics. No information is shared on this show. No information, but based upon our counseling experiences, topics are for the encouragement of marriages, families, and communities as God desires for us to minister.
And so as we move into the night show, we definitely want to drop this next topic on you. It's something that we have been taking a look at for a long period of time. As this is Marriage Mondays with the Kings, yes, we're talking about individuals who are already married, mm-hmm. but we're also not forgetting those singles, those individuals that desire to be married, that are making that commitment of what God instituted in a relationship as a man and a woman and moving forward in their relationship.
Right.
So tonight's topic is when your picker is broken.
Mm.
When your picker is broken. So I'm going to throw this over to my wife and let her really explain that. And then we go jump into this thing and break it down.
Right. So listen, saints, we said picker, P-I-C-K-E-R. Okay. We do not want you ever thinking, Lord, what in the world is the Kings getting into now? Now, how this show topic came about, again, I was at a conference and it was a doctor that was up speaking and he was sharing part of his testimony as to how he had been married four times. And he was sharing how after the third divorce that he went through, he was really seeking God. He was praying and saying, God, I don't understand. You know, I'm a good man. Like, what is going on? That is when he realized that his picker was broken and it was the individuals in whom he was picking. Okay. So we're going to get into that on tonight, because what I was sharing with Kenya is this that kind of frustrates me. And let's just be honest. We just going to go straight for it.
Mm-hmm.
People are so quick to have to blame someone when things are not going right in their lives.
Yeah.
So we're in a marriage. If I feel that things are not going right in my marriage, if I'm feeling like, oh, I'm not fulfilled as a person, okay, not as a wife, not as a mom, but as a person, the first thing I want to do is say, oh, it's my husband's fault. Or if I go to this job, oh, it's my job's fault. Or if the church isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing, oh, it's the church's fault. It's the pastor's fault. It is always everyone else's fault. But why do we not examine ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we not take personal responsibility? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As to what is taking place in our lives.
I think one of the reasons is it's so easy to blame everyone else. What we have to understand is a lot of times our prioritization of relationships in our lives are really thrown off. When you look at Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us keep making the wrong choice in the individuals that we're picking because we're not really seeking God first.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeking what we think we want and what we think we need.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're seeking for individuals, there are certain steps that individuals should go through. And as we go throughout the show, we're going to really dive into this. We're going to break it down. There's going to be a whole bunch of cliches. There's going to be a whole bunch of cases that we're going to show you examples of why people's pickers are broken.
Mm.
And so I want to start off with this one. And I think that really, a lot of us do this. A lot of people do this when it comes to relationships. The first one I have here in my notes is because of low self-esteem.
Mm.
You're not happy with yourself, so you take what you can get.
Wow.
So if a person shows you any type of interest, they may not be the individual that you like.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be a smoker, but they're a smoker. But you're going to take them because they're paying you some attention.
So you
something that you probably didn't. Yeah, absolutely. Something that you probably didn't get in your childhood. And because they're presenting that to you, everything is all that in a bag of chips.
Mm.
This is the thing. I'm going to start out with my little analogies and things right off the bat. I wrote this down earlier.
Okay.
People are no different than the food we eat. We can't just look at the food. We got to read the ingredients.
Mm.
See, sometimes we're looking at the outerness that this individual have, what they represent as far as beauty, physique, and all of that. We really don't know what makes up them on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you'll get with a lot of individuals, women, a lot of men, Mm-hmm. And they present all this stuff to you. Oh, they're charming. They look good. They got the nice hair, the house, the car, and all this stuff. And then when you get married, the very next night, they're already beating the brakes off of you. Mm-hmm. Because you're going for the package and not what's on the inside.
Wow.
And so that's one of the reasons why people make bad decisions when they're picking individuals. They're looking at the wrong things. Mm-hmm. You don't go pick a car, and just because it's got four doors and four tires, you don't just say, I'm not going to look under the engine.
Right.
You go look under the engine. What kind of engine is it? How much gas does it burn? Does it have the power that I want? We're not putting everything together. We are settling for certain things. And this is the other thing. We will let somebody else talk us into something that we don't even want.
Wow.
And I've said this before on the show. I think I said, a lot of times people want you to eat stuff that they won't even taste.
Mm.
So they'll be quick to tell you to pick this person, but it ain't somebody that they would want.
Wow.
Doesn't that tell you something not only about that individual, but taking a deeper dive into yourself, what does that say about you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let people talk you into just any and everything.
Right, right. Wow, that is good. I'm like, we just got started. And you know, that was the thing that I was sitting up thinking about. So, okay, for me, I'm going to start off with the singles, mm-hmm. right? And then I was telling Kenya, you know, as with this topic we were talking about, and it's like, this is a good topic for the singles because mm-hmm. we don't want to leave the singles out. But in reality, it's also a good topic for those who've been married.
Absolutely.
Who's mm-hmm. been married for a long time. Those who are you complaining a lot? Like you've been married forever, but you just constantly mm-hmm. complaining. So what I wrote down for the singles, for the single males, my question for you, sir, is who are you picking? Who are you picking? What are you looking at? Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me of when you go into the store. Okay. So you know how they used to say back in the day, like some people say they would go to the store and they would taste some of the, mm-hmm. the grapes or,
right.
you know, things like that before they, and I'm purchase not saying, it. Right. Mm-hmm. And now listen, just stay with me. It'll make sense. But you'll see a nice shiny apple and then you'll grab it and say, this is what I want. This is what you picked, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't turn it around to see if it had a brown spot on it. You didn't see if somebody picked it up and bit out of it because they may have now, that, you know, how things roll now and stuff like that. You just grabbed it and just put it in your basket and paid for it, okay? So, sir, when it comes to the men, what are you looking at? What are your qualities when it comes to a young lady? What, you know, it's so many variables when it comes to this question. And then for the ladies, I want to ask you, because you know it's equal opportunity. Who are you allowing yourself to be picked by? That's the question that I want to ask. Really think about that. Because as I was talking to Kenya before we got started, one of the things that I hear women say all the time is it seemed like I end up with the same type of male in different men. I hear that all the time. And one of the biggest things that I'm hearing from singles, and I don't know if, you know, maybe you've heard this as well, mm-hmm. is that it's real out in these streets. It's real rough when it comes to the dating pool out in these streets. And so those are the two questions that I have for the males. Who are you picking? Who are you picking? Because we know that we have scripture. I have some scripture written down. The word of God will tell us, you know, and kind of guide us, if you will. So Kenya was talking about Matthew 6 and 33. I love that scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Seek God. A lot of us are not doing it, or we may seek God in the middle. And I mean, in the beginning, but then this PYT come along in the middle and you think God didn't answer your prayer, but you didn't go back to God and say, God, is this the one? And wait for a response.
Mm-hmm.
Cause a lot of us don't want to wait. And so then yet and still we get into that space where we get to complaining and saying, God, this is the woman you gave me. If I could imagine God sitting up heaven like, no, I didn't. Mm. Your tail didn't wait.
Yeah, that's good.
You just jumped in with both feet in the deep end of the pool and you never came back to me and asked, God, is this the person?
Mm-hmm.
So who are you picking? And women, who are you allowing yourselves to be picked by?
Good. I want to answer that.
Okay.
Those questions. And it's funny because the way my notes went, it lined right up with it.
Okay.
So who are you picking?
For the males.
For the males.
Who are you picking? Okay.
And it can go males or females both ways. But what I have here says your attraction is actually a distraction. Some of the things that you are naturally attracted to, you get distracted by looking at the hair, the nails, the beauty. Ladies, you get distracted because they got brown eyes, light skin, whatever the case may be. That is a physical outward appearance that you're looking at, and that distracts you from all the red flags that this person has already been showing you. So even though that person looks good to you, you can have food that looks good in the plate. Once it gets in your mouth, it may not be a good taste. And when you see those things, you have to be able to weigh that out. Just because something looks good for you doesn't necessarily mean that it is good for you. So that answers one of the questions. You can't just be physically attracted to someone. You have to be mentally attracted. You have to be socially attracted, in a sense, because what we are failing to realize is that we start focusing on one thing about a person. And just because we like that so much, we forget about everything else. Now, let me wrap that back around. Okay. This is an adult show. Going to go ahead and say it. Some of y'all are so attracted to the physicality that you forget about everything else about a person.
That's true.
Because they make you feel some type of way in certain actions. That's all that you can see. So as long as you can get that, you're okay. But what happens when that goes away? See, your relationship has to have a foundation that is built more on this money, car, sex, or anything else.
Right.
That initial attraction has to carry into something else. When I saw my wife, I ain't gonna lie, I was attracted to her physically. The more we talked, I became to get attracted to her mentally. And then it just went down the line. We had commonalities. We had the same type of goals. We had the same beliefs. All of that lined up. When you don't have your things lined up, you're going to be forced to turn a direction that you don't want to go. No different from hitting a curb with your car. It knocks it out of alignment. You always have to fight it because it's trying to go one direction and you're trying to go another.
Wow. So you answered that. Now, a question that I wrote down, and this is for males and females, okay? The singles, but I want the wives, the married to think about this as well of how it was when you first got together. So my question is this. What are you advertising / promoting about yourself?
Oh, that's a good one. Let me go ahead and check that one off as well. Right off the list.
What are you advertising / promoting about yourself? Because we are in this social media world where there are so many people. I mean, come on. I'm talking about from no knock, no shade when I say this. Makeup. You won't even let the man, sis, you will not even let the man see you without makeup on. You will not let him see you without the weave in your hair, no nails. And like, can he see you for how you was born into this world? Okay. Without all the additives, no knock to the additives. Cause baby, I like me some makeup and some weave and everything too. But I'm just saying, has that man ever seen you without it? Okay. So how are you advertising and promoting yourself? I'm just going to keep it honest. I was about to say keep it a buck when I say this. There are a lot of frauds out here. There are a lot of frauds out here. A lot of frauds. There are a lot of pretenders. There are a lot of fakers, phony, whatever, which word you want to use. Because guess what? There are so many people working so hard to pretend to be something that they are not. And this is for those who are single and married. Okay. Yep. Because a lot of y'all got hooked into marriage, but just what Kenya was saying, because of what you seen, you fell in love with the physicality of the person, but you didn't know their mental was messed up. You don't know that they cannot effectively communicate how they feel emotionally. You don't know that they abusive. You don't know that they steal, they might kill, and they destroy. Okay. Let me line that up with the word of God. So what is it that you are advertising? And for those who are on the flip side, what are you allowing yourself to be attracted to in which the individual is marketing?
That's good.
Are you taking the time to, and that's what we were talking about in the last show, about why can't we be friends? Friendship is very important because guess what? So many people go off of the words that individuals say in every aspect. I don't care. It could be job. It could be at the church house. It could be at the gym, whatever organization. You go off of what people tell you. But you never sit back to see if the actions line up with what they say.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm just a true believer. And definitely what my wife said, we got to quit faking the front.
Come on.
When we're meeting individuals, I don't care if you're dating casually, you're looking for someone to get married to, you're about to get married, you're in a marriage. We have to present ourselves for who we are. Let that person be able to make the informed decision that they need to be able to do to say, this is what I want. I guarantee you, you would not want to go down to a Lamborghini dealership and tell them that you're looking for a Lamborghini, they show you the shell of a Lamborghini. But when you start driving it, it's got the engine of a Ford Pinto. You done paid for something that you didn't want.
Right.
That did not meet your expectations. Mm-hmm. And so for a lot of individuals, we do not pick well because we lower our standards.
Mm.
The standards are too low. There is nothing wrong with having standards, but let your standards be reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Achievable. Mm-hmm. For someone to come and benefit you as a husband or a wife.
Right.
The other thing that I wanted to say with that, when Shan was talking about advertise, why do people advertise? Even in business, okay, you advertise to set yourself apart from everybody else.
Mm.
So what does that say to individuals? If you look just like the next person standing right next to you, why do you think you got 8, 9, 10 people lined up? Because they're saying, well, if that one don't work out, I'm just going to run over here to this one.
Mm.
Set yourself apart so that when 2 or 3 over here and you're all by yourself, the attention comes your way, not on all those people doing the exact same thing. That's why you advertise. Mm. That's why certain advertisers have certain slogans to go with their stuff, because it's catchy. It sets them apart from everybody else. Mm. Have you ever seen... Learn this in business class. Go down any city. I don't care where you go. If you see a McDonald's, Burger King is right across the street, same side and not far from it, because they're in competition with one another.
Right.
But take a look at dealerships like Lamborghini, Bentley. You don't see no advertisement because word of mouth is there. That's what it has to be. Sometimes the way you carry yourself, the word is going to flow. And then that's when the business comes, if you will.
Right.
The other thing, the reason why I think some individuals are poor pickers, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. If it knocks on your door, open it up, go ahead and receive it.
Right.
The Bible says the truth shall set you free. Some individuals are poor pickers because they pick what's familiar to them.
Wow.
Pick the individual that has been in dysfunction because they're used to dysfunction.
Because they dysfunctional themselves.
Right. They pick that abuse because they've been abused and they become comfortable with that abuse.
Mm.
They pick an individual that they have to be codependent on because I can't be by myself. I need to pick someone that's going to feel the same way and do some of the same things that I'm going to do because it makes me feel more comfortable.
Mm. 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 Mm-mm.
And those are some of the things that we have to address. And once again, it doesn't matter if you're single, if you're about to get married, if you're already married, take a look at your relationship. It's not to say that you can't fix this and smooth things over, but we have to look at what are we bringing to this relationship that is further going to develop in a negative way if we don't get on the same sheet of music.
Right, right. Mm.
And that's why sometimes we become poor pickers of these individuals that we are choosing in our relationship. I'm not here to call anyone good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't on me.
Mm-hmm.
You as an individual looking for someone to be in a relationship with, they need to be able to meet some of your criteria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying if you got 20 different things that you need in a man or a woman that they got to meet all 20.
Right.
Yes, working together, you can overcome some things. But sometimes we overlook the obvious as what's there, and we think that we're going to be able to change that person.
Right.
That's why you could be a bad picker.
Mm.
You're looking for someone that you can change. And if everybody else that they done been with, God forbid, can't change them and God ain't changed them, what makes you think you're going to do anything different?
Wow.
You go out and get in a relationship with somebody that's got 12, 10, 13 baby daddies and think you're going to make that person settle down.
Mm.
Mm. I said it before. That's why you get 50, 60-year-old guys still in the club wearing 3-piece suits because they stuck in that era.
That's a Stacey Adams.
There you go. But that's why we have to be careful in what we pick.
Mm-hmm.
The decisions you make today affects your future. Now, watch this. How do I tie that in? You decide to pick somebody just because they make you feel good. What happens when that feel good runs out?
Mm-hmm.
But now you done brought 3, 4, 5, 6 kids into the world, and now your kids are watching you.
Right.
And the only thing you got to do to decide sometimes if you're a good picker or not, stay in that relationship you in when you have those kids, watch and start seeing who they pick.
Mm-hmm.
And if it starts to look like you, then just take those fingers and point them right back around.
Mm-hmm.
It is a pattern that is there because kids will do sometimes what their parents do because they're familiar with it already.
Right. And you know, it's interesting. I like what you said, because going back to the advertising piece, God has created us to stand apart.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God also say, it speaks to, and I'm paraphrasing, about it being unwise to compare ourselves one to another. And so there are so many people that are trying to be like the next or trying to outdo the next.
Right.
So if everybody, and I was about to say dress right, dress is the military me, but if everybody is looking the same, everybody's going out here and, oh, this is the latest trend. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to have, you know, and I want to call some of the things out, because then people will start to, instead of listening to the words, you think that I'm coming for you when I'm actually not. And so I am more apt to say that there are, because I used to say, I remember, oh man, if people go back to like the first and second year of our show, we're coming up on 7 years now. But in the beginning, I used to always hear women say, there are no good men out there. Everybody just lump everybody in the same role. The thing is this, there are men out there, and I'm reading the conversations, but there are men out there that they are starting to have standards about who they pick. And a lot of the women are not feeling it. Let's just be honest. There are men out there who are actually seeking God and saying, God, who is the wife that you created for me? And so the thing is, I often speak about this scripture because ever since I really learned part B of it in reading the word for myself, Proverbs 18 and 22, this is what I want a lot of men to understand. And it's funny, I just had this conversation this last week. When you read that for yourself, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Mm-hmm. We know that. We've heard that all the time coming up in the church. Mm-hmm. But the part that we didn't hear is, and finds favor with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And finds favor from the Lord, depending on what translation you use. He who finds a wife. Okay, so let me try to break that down to some common day, what the way she can, you know, understand it. He who picks a wife. He who picks. And so when, if y'all are like, some of y'all new to Marriage Mondays with the Kings and like, well, Shan, well, when it came to y'all, you know, was you, because right now, you know, you got ladies sliding up in men's DMs. Mm-hmm. They trying to be the first one and they fighting like crabs in a barrel because, oh, let me stand out. Let me send you some body shots and all these pics and all this kind of stuff. You selling yourself in the wrong way, sis.
Right.
So he who finds, now, if we line it up with God's word, what that tells me as a woman is that my husband is supposed to come and find me. Well, Shan, did that happen? It did. It did. I didn't pick him. He picked me. Now, was I running after him, even though this was before social media was really popping and trying to be, oh, let me show you I'm dressing half naked. I'm doing all this. And, oh, I could make your life A, B, C, D, and E. I didn't promise this man nothing because he picked me. He who finds. He who finds. Now let's go to that favor. Mm-hmm. And I want to kind of bring it around to the marriage. A lot of individuals are complaining in their marriage right now. You're complaining. And you know what you're saying? It's my wife. She always do A, B, C, D, and E. Oh, she not doing this. You always complaining to her. Or flip side, it's the wife. Oh, my husband don't do this. He don't do that. Oh, he getting on my nerves. When we first started dating, he did this. Now, y'all need to go back and listen to the show, Why Can't We Be Friends? Because Kenya said something very valuable in that show on last week. But I want you to consider this. Is it really your husband and your wife? How did y'all start off? We talked about that last week's show. Did y'all start off being friends? Did y'all have conversations? Or did y'all go from the physicality, that attraction that Kenya was just talking about, straight to sex? And sex is what clouded y'all's mind. And it clouded y'all's judgment. Because guess what? When you jump from that straight to sex and then you may consider marriage, God is nowhere up in that. Mm-hmm. You don't start talking to God until the marriage is no longer working, until you sit up here giving your spouse an ultimatum. So my thing is this. If you... And like King said, this is knocking on your front door. Don't get mad at Shan, baby. Mm-hmm. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Go do a Matthew 6 and 33 and seek God for yourself. If it's always your spouse. Now, it could be very well that your husband or your wife was advertising and marketing themselves to be a certain way. That could be true. Mm-hmm. And you bit. Think about fishing.
Yeah, allure.
Boom. You bit it. You bit that thing hook, line, and sinker. Baby, I'm about to be the next business king. Oh, my goodness. And oh, you planning, because that's what the ladies do. Y'all only went on 2 dates and you already planning in your head the marriage, the honeymoon, and everything, and don't know anything about this person eternally. Mm-hmm. Internally. So if you're always complaining about something that your husband or your wife is doing, could it actually be you and not them? Could it actually be your, and I'm going to bring a little bit of the mental health piece into it, because we're going to always try to plug that in where we can. People, go get the help that you need, okay? Mm-hmm. So could it be you that You are so upset because you thought you could control, manipulate, and do all the things when it came to this person, like Kenya was saying. The last 15 baby daddies or 15 baby mamas couldn't control and contain them, but you think you different. Mm-hmm. You see it as a challenge. So it's you because you can't mold them into who you want them to be, yep. Okay? Not who God wants them to be. Praying that they line up with who God wants them to be, but you're trying to mold them into some little figment of your imagination when you ultimately don't know who it is. Mm-hmm. You ultimately don't know who this person is, and you find out 5 and 6 years into the marriage. So if you're always complaining about your spouse, now listen, you got some out there, narcissistic, abusive, and all those things. So I'm not going to negate that. But what I'm saying is this. If you got a good husband that get up and go to work every day, you got a good husband that will break his back working 2 or 3 jobs to provide, sis. You got a good husband that he would try to give you the desires of your heart. You got a good husband that gets up and he prays. He may not pray the way that you want him to pray. He may not be in church the way that you want him and as many times as you want him. Listen to what I'm saying. I keep saying you, but he is lining up with God. Okay, he may not be lining up. Ooh, this is about to hit somebody. He may not be lining up the way that your pastor say he should line up. Mm. Just say amen. Mm-hmm. Not God, but your pastor. Your pastor saying, well, your husband, she A, B, C, D, and E. He ain't even referencing the Bible when he say it. Sis, you're out of order. Okay, let me flip it. Sir, if your wife is good, you come home to a clean house, your children are in order, she is praying for you, lining up with the word of God, she is being your help me. What are you all complaining about? Live your life and be happy. If you still complaining, what that tells me, and I understand I got the radio personality hat on, baby, it's you. It may be some unresolved from your old childhood. It may be some unresolved trauma. It may be some unresolved mama and daddy issues, but don't nobody want to hear that. You don't want to hear that. It's you. Mm-hmm. So how about you take a season, seek God first, Matthew 6:33. You go see and find you a therapist. You let God direct you to a therapist and work on that unresolved issues that you have and dysfunction and trauma before you mess up your marriage. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is if you got a good wife or a good husband. People will pray for God to show you who you're supposed to pick. You will see God and you praying in your singleness and God, bring my husband. I've heard women say this. Oh, God, I shall bring my husband, God. You saying all these things. And then the men, oh, God, you doing all this shouting and all this kind of stuff because you waiting for your wife to come. God then told you, hey, that's her over there in that blue dress. Hey, that's him over there. But you wait on him. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they are good. That's your good thing. That's your favor. And you will still destroy it. Because you are unhealed. Mm-hmm. So quit blaming God and quit blaming your spouse and go get you some healing. Work on your healing.
Yeah, that's a good piece. And going back to what you said about the social media aspect, we have to understand and really get in our minds that everything that we see on social media isn't naturally true. People are saying things to try to get you hooked, to snare you in a certain clickbait way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what we really have to understand about that is we understand that at times a person wants to throw something out there to hook you.
Right.
But what are they doing after that point? If it's not lining up, there's got to be an issue that's there. Mm-hmm. And then also going back to what Shan was saying, so when, you know, you're always complaining or you're blaming somebody else, that it could be an issue that's going on with you. I see that, well, a lot of times that problem that's going on is something called accountability. Mm-hmm. If you're wondering why, as a male, you're jumping from female to female to female to female, maybe there's some accountability that you're not taking for what you're doing in those relationships is causing them to fail.
Wow.
Same thing with an individual that may be married. If y'all keep going through the same thing over and over again, maybe it's a good chance that somebody is not taking accountability for what they've said, done, or whatever that, you know, it may be. And until you do that, you're going to keep spinning in that same circle over and over again. Mm-hmm. And so when we're talking about picking someone in our lives to be in a relationship to particularly potentially bring kids into the world. Mm-hmm. What we have to understand is that both of you need to be somewhat evenly yoked. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that you can't have differences in your relationship and different beliefs and things like that, and everything's going to go to hell in a handbasket.
Right.
I'm not saying that. But it's got to be some commonalities that are there that keeps you guys together. Mm-hmm. You have to fall back on that which you started with and make that work all the way through. And a lot of times what really happens is we don't take the time to really sit down and know somebody.
Right.
Girl, he done took me on 3 dates to this and such a restaurant. He said, if we ever got together, this is how I would be living. The next thing you know, you got the ring on the finger and going from there. And when all this other stuff comes out, you wonder where it came from. Because you never got a chance to do that. Oh, you never Jesus. Got a chance to experience what the person was showing you. Guys, same way. You see a girl, oh my God, she asked me to come over. She cooked for me. She was dressed a certain way, did mm-hmm. all this stuff. Well, I'm just going to show you this. Sometimes you got to go behind the veil. Mm-hmm. You know, in the Old Testament, when people went behind the veil, if they wasn't fully holy or whatever, they died right there on the spot.
Drops.
Sometimes y'all got to do that in your relationship. Sometimes for certain things or a certain way, and you start seeing all this stuff that's not right, you might need to drop that person off instead of keep picking that same individual over and over again. Mm-hmm. I was watching a TikTok video the other day, and this guy was invited over to this young lady's house. He walked in and she was like, come on in. I got something, you know, for us to eat. And he's like, okay, the living room looked good. The dining room looked good. But over in that area, she had clothes and all kinds of stuff. All he said, you expect me to stay here in this? She's already showing him
come on
some of the red flags. Now, that's not to say a person can't change. Mm-hmm. But when you keep going through that same thing over and over and over again, at some point, you got to stop.
Right.
And get back on track. Even when you're following your GPS, if it says make a right at the next intersection, if you make a left, what is it going to keep saying? Mm. Recalculating. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we need to recalculate when we are picking until we get to that point where we pick the wrong person. Mm-hmm. Now, some of you may be saying, well, Kenya Shan, that's all fine and dandy. You're showing us all this stuff about individuals picking the wrong people and why. So what happens? When do I need to stop and get on track? Mm-hmm. In a sense, we can't tell you that.
Right.
Because first, you've got to search within yourself and find out maybe why you're doing that. Mm-hmm. Why you're attracted to the same thing over and over and over again. And if that starts to be a rat wheel, if you will, a hamster wheel in your life, then you need to stop running.
Right.
Step off the wheel, figure out what's going on, get in a new direction, get in another path. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we have to really understand it within ourselves. Sometimes we tell our brain something and it gets completely locked there. Right. And we have to change our way of thinking. And if you don't change that way of thinking, you're going to be in that same boat over again. If you're right. that person that has that low self-esteem and you're saying, well, I ain't going to never find nobody that loves me. I just take what I can get. Guess what? You're going to keep doing all that over and over again. Mm-hmm. But if you can sit back and tell yourself, oh, I am somebody. I am beautiful. Just because you don't see it, maybe I'm not the one for you. You can't experience what I have. You can't experience the gift that God gave to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be this other man's gift. I'm going to be his queen. Mm-hmm. You don't want me? It's fine. Walk away.
Right.
As that old song by Silver said, walk on by. Just keep going on about your business, because if this ain't what you want or what you think you want, somebody else is going to want it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that's why we keep picking the wrong people, because we try to just force ourselves on something, on somebody. And that's not really what we want or what we mm-hmm. actually need. Then the last thing I'll say before I turn it back over to Shan, sometimes we keep picking the wrong people because we keep picking what's beneficial to us. Mm-mm-mm. It's always that guy that's got to have the flashy car, dressed a certain way, and make $100,000
a year. Right.
It's always that woman that's got to be real seductive, or she makes a certain amount of money. She gonna let me sit at home and take care of me. You have to understand, if you keep going to McDonald's every single day ordering the same thing, eventually it makes you sick. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Wow. Wow, like that's a whole mouthful. Like I'm sitting over here trying to digest that. Mm-hmm. But you know, I was thinking about this. So as we're picking, right? I was thinking about time. Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm currently seeing in the 2023 is there are people who are being in relationships for years. Like y'all doing this DM thing, y'all in the met on social media, whatever the case may be, you sliding in each other's DMs. And then it's like when it went on 3 dates and all of a sudden y'all locked down each other. That I don't understand, but that's a whole nother show topic. But time. I desire for us to realize that our time is precious, and a lot of us are wasting time sitting around. You could be using that time to be beneficial towards you, to heal, to get to know yourself better, to get to know. And when you were talking about standards earlier, what I see is that a lot of people don't have standards.
Right.
You don't have standards because you haven't spent enough time within yourself. You haven't worked on yourself to see, what do I like? What do I not like? You can't even communicate with the person that you're dating or courting or wanting to be in a marriage with and expressing to them how you feel about certain things, because you don't know. You just go along to get along. You just want to be happy, or like the very first thing that you say, you just want to be accepted and loved by somebody. Mm-hmm. So you don't know. So you're not able to communicate that. And then you get into a marriage and 15 years down the line, now all of a sudden you big mad and your marriage is not working because I don't like this, but you still don't know how to communicate. So what I say about that is a lot of people have wasted their time.
Yeah.
You've picked inappropriately and wasted your time, and you realize that. So this kind of, let me bring this up real quick. Because I was talking to a good girlfriend and I was like, wow. What I asked her is, I said, help me to understand. She's, you know, was married, divorced or whatever. Now she's single. So I said, help me to understand this. Why? Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Mm-hmm. Because I share what she said. So what I asked her was, why does it seem like when a person is in a marriage, okay, you picked, you know, the man that picked, the wife allowed herself to be picked because she accepted his proposal, y'all in a marriage. Why does it seem like a lot of men and women do not realize that they had a good thing until they no longer together? They see that person heal from the divorce, because you do need to heal. You need to properly grieve that divorce. Mm-hmm. So y'all don't just jump into it, because me and Kenyon talked about that. Properly grieve, okay? But when you see that person's with somebody else, they happy, God has answered their prayer, and all of a sudden, then that's when you realize, dang, I had a good wife.
I had
a good husband. Now I want you back. It's like a toy. I want to take that toy back from you. Why not realize it while you in the marriage?
It is hard for people to realize it sometimes in their relationships because they get too comfortable. They become complacent. And you know, the cliche that they always say, you never miss your water till your well
runs
dry.
And
sometimes, even though we're in the midst of that relationship with that person that we say we love, because we get used to them doing a certain thing, and that's what we want, we get stuck there. We just become, oh, they always going to be here. They always going to do this. Mm-hmm. He always going to be the one that's working.
Okay.
She's always going to be the one that's cooking. Mm-hmm. She ain't leaving me because she ain't going to do no better. You're becoming complacent.
That's what get me. I'm sorry when people say, oh, you can't do no better than me.
Yeah.
But then they get mad when God bless you with better.
Absolutely.
What?
Yeah. And the only thing you got to do is just keep letting it slip. If you keep holding on to a rope and let it slip through your hands, eventually you got to let go.
Right.
So to go along with that, people do become uncomfortable. And sometimes individuals believe the grass is greener on the other side.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to use this, you know, analogy. You can have two neighbors. One of them's got good green grass. The other one is starting to fade. So you think the grass is green on the other side until you realize that he's putting poop in the yard.
Mm.
You don't know what a person has to go through to keep that grass green. You looking at somebody else's wife, want them. You don't know what that man got to go through to keep that person. People can be looking at that wife's husband. Oh, I wish I could be with him. You don't know what secretly goes on behind closed doors. On the outside, it may look good. On the inside, she may be getting the brakes beat off, and you wonder why she always got high amounts of makeup on all the time.
My God.
Those are some of the reasons why we look at that. Now, I want to throw a twist here.
Okay.
Of course, the title of our show is When Your Picker Is Broken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to flip this thing right now and let you guys know this. Sometimes it ain't always the picker. Sometimes it's the person doing the choosing. Let me tie this back to a biblical sense.
Okay.
1 Peter 5:8.
Okay.
It reads, let me make sure I get it here. The devil walks around like a roaring lion looking for whom he can devour.
Mm-hmm.
Why does a lion look for what they can devour? You don't never see a lion going up to something that's strong and strong will, that's on the proactive side and not being reactive. Lions, hyenas, anything of that nature, they look for something that's weak, something that is displaying some type of, you're alone by yourself. You're wounded. And so maybe you're that wounded person, and yes, you're accepting these individuals in, but it's that chooser who is walking around looking at, oh, where can I get in next? Oh, she looked like she need a friend. Mm-hmm. Oh, she got a little bit of weight on her. If I tell her that she looked good, then let's go this, that, and other. Oh, look what she wearing. She ain't never had nobody spend a couple of bands on her. If I do that, then I'm in good. So yeah, I'm just going to be the one to say it. It ain't always the picker. Sometimes it's the choosers, because they're walking around looking for who they can get over on.
Wow.
And if you really want to see if that's true or not, we ain't did this in a long time, just go to the club.
Yeah.
I'm going to take y'all back to y'all club days. You got a lot of people that came in the club, they was with somebody. You got a lot of people that are looking for somebody that they could go home with.
Mm-hmm.
What happened towards the end of the night? 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning for those of y'all who've been to Germany before. The guys that walked up in there looking for somebody that they can go with, when you start seeing what they were leaving with, you have to know, oh, she got to be drunk.
Yes, yes.
They're looking for the weak, the people who are already overcome by alcohol or whatever the case may be. They're looking for that person that's tried to dance with somebody all night. They didn't have nobody. Now they're getting ready to go home alone. They're going to say any and everything that they can to coax you into that area.
Mm.
So they're the lion walking around looking for somebody that they can devour.
Wow.
So I would tell yourself, regardless of what situation it is, if you think you're the picker and you keep picking the same thing over and over again, yes, sometimes it can be you. But sometimes it can be those other individuals. Mm. So what you have to do, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Right.
Pray. Ask for a spiritual eye to be open so you can see people. Ask for discernment so you can tell when somebody's trying to get over on you. Mm. And then you'll be able to see that good thing that's out there.
Right, right.
But if we keep allowing individuals to come in and say and do certain things to us when we know it ain't right, most of us get the feeling right off the bat.
Right.
But we go with it because we don't want to be alone. We go with it because they're saying the right things.
Mm-hmm.
We go with it because, oh, well, Sheila did all right like this. I'm going to do the same thing. No,
right.
What worked for Sheila probably ain't going to work for you.
Right, right, right.
So we have to be aware of the choosers that are out there, because there are some people out there that would choose any and everything as long as somebody is taking care of them, as long as their wishes and desires are being fulfilled and they don't mean you any good. It's all about them.
Right, right. And so I was sitting up here thinking about this. Because, you know, we were talking about in the last show, it is very important, we said to the singles, not to skip the friendship phase,
mm-hmm.
okay? Keep friendship in there, because even when you're married, you want to continue to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Trust and believe, we're coming up on 25 years, and we shared that we had to deal with that. Life can get, it can start lifing.
Yeah.
But if you lose your friendship, then you just robotically working through things, and that's what a lot of people are doing in their marriage right now. Now, this is the thing. A lot of people, back when we were growing up, you would hear about courting,
mm-hmm.
courting, okay? You don't hear that term anymore.
Nope.
You hear dating. Oh, I went out on a date, whatever. You know, even we talk about date night, you know, and things like that. But we talk about date night. It'll make sense here. It's a little bit different. There is a difference between dating and courting.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference. So I looked up the definition. So basically dating, and I'm on Google, dating is established or ascertained the date of, and so it's like it has to do with an event.
Ah.
So we just get together, you know, on a date. It's just an event.
Mm.
Now, let me go back. Y'all bear with me, because I was like, wow, the definition of courting. Courting means be involved with romantically, typically with the intention of marrying.
Mm.
So I want you to ask yourself, singles, okay? I want you to keep this in mind. When it comes to time, and that's what I was talking about a few minutes ago, are you utilizing your time with another person to date, which is just an event? You're just meeting up somewhere. You're going to Top Golf or something like that. You're going out somewhere. It's just you're coming together. It's just an event. It's for just that moment. Or are you utilizing your time with that person as courting? Meaning you are involved with each other. You're looking at taking it to the next level. Okay, with the intentions of marriage. There are a lot of people right now who are so bitter, broken, confused, and all these things because you allowed yourself to be quote unquote dating somebody for 10, 12, 20 years. Y'all done moved in, you act like you married, you know, all the things. But then you big mad because you telling your friend secretly, well, he won't propose to me. Or no, I really don't want to get married. And he's like, man, that's just my old lady. That's what the old heads mm-hmm. you say. Man, that's just my old lady. He has no intention of making you, wifing you, making you his wife. You didn't have his kids. You doing all the things to advertise yourself to be wife material. You giving him wife benefits because you know you a wife.
Right there. You give him wife benefits to a single mentality.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. So keep this in mind. When it comes to your time, because time is precious.
Yes.
Time is short. Mm-hmm. There are people that are dropping from this earth left and right on a daily basis more than what we've seen in our childhood. So just like you don't want people wasting your time on tomfoolery, people with they always drama filled in the middle. Let me tell you the tea, girl, and all that. Then what are you doing when it comes to this man, sis?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, bro, when it comes to this? Are you with her with the intentions of making her wife? Or are you just dating and it's just an event?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just in a 10, 12, 20-year event.
Yep. And I want to definitely tie into this. I want to lock
okay.
that in.
Okay.
But I have a question.
Okay.
Where are all the mothers and the fathers at? See, I knew when I was growing up and that age prior to me, I used to watch my cousins and uncles and stuff do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
They would go and pick somebody up because they used to take me with them.
Mm.
And they would go up to the door. The dad would come out and was like, what are your this is what they said in the country. What's your intentions is with my daughter?
Mm.
What are your intentions? What are you trying to move toward? That daddy didn't like what you were saying, and he could tell if it was made up or not.
Come on now.
You probably wasn't going nowhere on a date or anywhere else.
Mm-mm.
But back then, you were courting because you were trying to show not only that female or male that what could you do for them in the future?
Mm.
The father would sometimes come out and say, okay, what are your intentions?
Right.
Where are you working at right now? If I give you my daughter's hand, where are y'all living at?
Yes.
All those things right
Can
now before
provide?
That father gave that daughter over to that man.
It's biblical. They did in the Old Testament.
That's it. So my question is, where are the parents at during these courting slash dating phases? We know kids may be grown. They go do what they got to do. But you still have to instill wisdom and knowledge into your children.
Right.
The other thing that we have to understand is this. I'm going to go with Shan was saying with that dating versus courting.
Mm-hmm.
See, when a lot of people are dating, they're looking for an award.
Mm.
They're trying to capture somebody. They're trying to see what they can add to their number, you know, all that good stuff.
Mm.
And a pastor told me this one time, you got to know the difference between an award and a reward.
Mm.
See, award means A. A means it's only happening one time. You only go get one thing for it, but a reward keeps going over and over again.
Right, right.
You have to understand that once you go from that dating phase into that marriage phase, the rewards need to be coming out.
Right.
It ain't just about having somebody in your bed every night. It's having a roof over your head, maybe transportation to get places, the love you have for one another, the kids you're bringing into the world. What are you doing in the community to help others? That is a reward that keeps giving over and over and over again. And dating just says, well, I'll see you next Friday, same time. We're going to do the same thing.
Right.
Different place, whatever case may be. Your focus needs to be on getting a reward, not an award.
And that's for both of you.
That's both of you. That's mm-hmm. both. Even in the Bible, they don't say nothing about you getting an award when you get to heaven. It says you get a reward.
Yeah.
The blessings keep coming over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to give you something else that a pastor told me one time. And I want to make sure I get this right. He used to say that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and adds no sorrow to it. There's a lot of men and women running around here talking about that their spouse is their blessing, but you full of sorrow. When it's truly a blessing, ain't no sorrow gonna come along with
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, Jesus. Ooh.
Just saying. So that's not to say you're not going to go through things in your relationship. But like Shan said, you constantly complaining, y'all bickering, y'all staying in different rooms. Is that really a blessing?
Ooh,
just got to ask yourself. It's real. It's just keeping it real.
This show right here is on fire. So, and that's the thing. That's why when we were talking about the show mm-hmm. being specifically for singles, no, it could also relate to
Absolutely.
Mary. Because again, I'm going to say this. What I found out and what I've seen so much since this pandemic, to me, the pandemic was horrible. It was. We lost a lot of people. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of people sick, a lot of people suffering. But the pandemic exposed. It exposed a lot of people who was faking.
Mm-hmm.
It exposed a lot of people who pretend like they had and all this. So this is what I would encourage for those who are single. And I wish somebody, you know what I'm saying, would have told me this as a younger person. I wish they would have taught this in church. That's what I would. When you're talking about the team mm-hmm. ministry, and if I could do it all over again, when I used to be over the teams at our various churches, these are the conversations that biblical conversations I would have had to the team. So team ministers, these are what y'all need to be talking about. However, and keeping it real. But the thing is, it's like, there are so many people that are now always expecting.
Yeah.
The Bible, the word of God, and we know this to be, you know, true by reading the word, that which you sow, you shall reap. But you got to be careful who you sowing it to, because you got a lot of, like you were saying, the enemy goes and seek who they can devour.
Mm-hmm.
And we're too busy wasting our time because we're trying to prove to ourselves that we're good enough, when God is telling you, if you seek him first, he'll tell you, no, you don't need to be wasting your time in this over here.
I'm going to add to you, not take away from.
Right. And this person is constantly taken away from you. So examine yourselves, mm-hmm. singles, married, individuals. Look at the relationships that surround you. Are you surrounded by some iron sharpeneth iron type people? That's what's going to keep your marriage. Them are going to be the ones. It's going to be, as we used to say, the old heads. It was used for the old heads, mm-hmm. back in the day. It was used for the elder women. Even the word of God tells us in the New Testament that the older women should teach the younger, the mm-hmm. wiser, they should teach the younger. We are cutting off our wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
God has instilled by experience of what individuals have been through, and they're willing to tell the truth to help you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're saying, no, I don't need you, because YouTube and TikTok and Google and taught me this. Baby, no, they can't. Google and all that stuff can't teach you life.
Mm-mm.
It can't teach you life. So when it comes to this, and you surrounded yourself with iron sharpened iron type people, when you go to that person, say, King, man, I'm thinking about this young lady. I'm thinking about da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, what do you think? We don't even do that no more. Because I know when in our marriage, and we talked about it kind of last week, I'm going to speak for myself. When Kenya and I have our ups and downs, because see, we don't act like we're perfect. And this is something I don't understand. I said this. Why do society today, individuals want to run to this social media with all these people that are faking and posing, but you won't talk to people who have been through the fire? Okay. If you look, the people in the Bible, they went through the fire. Some of them literally was in a furnace, okay? Mm-hmm. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, literally. But that ain't who you turn to. You turn to foolishness, and you wonder why your life is not working. Go and have a real conversation with somebody who's not going to judge you,
right.
But they're going to help you, iron sharpeneth iron, and speak life into you.
You know, that's a good point. And my notes, man, we just falling right with each other.
Because we won.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you got to go to the right people, especially if you're having problems picking someone.
Yes.
Or, you know, talk to people. Find mm-hmm. out what may have worked for them. It's not to say you have to apply everything that they're doing, but you may learn some things there.
Right.
Now, this is one thing I'm going to say I may receive a lot of flack for, but it's going to be all
You'll
right.
You'll be okay. I got your back.
You know, think about you going to the grocery store.
Okay.
You go in there and you're going to prepare a specific meal. You go over to the produce aisle. There is good fruit and vegetables there. And what do? You pick through them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just for all those individuals out there that like to be hypocritical, to say, oh, this woman, I done saw her out with 17 different men. Well, I'm not saying this woman is sleeping with everybody. Please don't be doing that.
Yeah, please.
But sometimes you got to go through some people and date for a while to figure out when you need to start courting. Because mm-hmm. I guarantee you, you don't go in that store and just reach in there and get one bunch of greens without checking to see, wait a minute, has bugs been eating all this? Are they wilting? Sometimes that dating process involves going through a lot of individuals to get to what you need.
It's levels to it.
It's levels
dating,
to it.
Dating, courting, marriage.
All that stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm going to date you. I'm going to see how you treat me when we go out. I'm going to see how you are, what conversations we have, your expectations. Are you moving in in the direction you say you want to move in?
Mm-hmm.
If you say right now you're working at McDonald's, but you eventually want to be this, that, and the other, if I don't see no movement, what's going on? Do
right.
I need to support you to help you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why you support me to help me get where I need to be going? That's how you date and weed through. Now,
right.
if you want to cut through all that, grab some of them same people up saying, why am I seeing you with 4 or 5 different men dating all the time? Ask them how many people they dated before they got married.
Because
I can get, even with us, I dated people before we got married. She did too. But once we found out that was it, we were dating for a while. I go pick her up. We go place. Oh boy, this seemed like this going somewhere. Let me hurry up and find a ring. I'm just saying, once you know, you start to know. But that was through that courting phase.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I would say to those individuals out there that are pickers.
Right.
One, examine yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This is no general order. Two, you got to pray about this thing.
Yes.
Let
yes.
God lead you. Let him give you that insight.
Mm-hmm.
Three, go through the dating phase. But your goal should be to get through the courting phase.
Right.
And
right.
then once you start through that courting phase, you got to be positioning yourself to be ready to get married.
Yes. And please get premarital counseling.
Yeah.
Plug.
and think about this. Quit believing all that stuff, you know, when people say, try to use words from the Bible that they be flipping, that talking about, I'm just waiting on my
Boaz.
Boaz.
Read the word.
Yeah, read it. She wasn't waiting on Boaz.
Please.
She was out there in the field doing her thing, working. He noticed her because of her work.
Right.
Of what she was doing. Hey, hey, home, come here. Who that out there in the field?
Who is that?
She who is that? Yeah. Mm. No, keep doing you. You ain't got to go out of your way to catch nobody.
Right.
When you're doing what God has destined you to do, everything else will come.
Yes.
And so with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. I want to make sure I give you guys a thought of the week.
Oh, geez.
And this week's thought of the week comes from FamilyShare.com. And it reads, choosing whom to marry is the most important decision of your life. But choosing whom to date is just as important.
Mm.
Choose wisely. And once again, that just goes back to those levels. You got to figure out who you need to date to figure out if you need to start courting to see if it leads to marriage and further on.
Yes. So thank you all so much for joining us for another show of Marriage Mondays with the Kings. We were brought to you by Christian Humor/Inspiration, which is a group that is designed to uplift, inspire, and bring humor to everyday life in a Christian way. Go to Facebook. If you have Facebook, search them out, like their page, share their content, Christian Humor/Inspiration. Now, if you're an organization or a business and you would like to be promoted during our broadcast or on KRG and 98.5 FM, please give them a call at 254-213-1588. Now, if you want to communicate with the Kings, reach out, you got a topic, whatever the case may be, we ask that you go to our website, contact us tab at marriagemondayswiththekings.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We ask that you will be back next Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And as always, keep it locked right here on KRGN 98.5 FM,
The Rock.